Another issue that I'm working on is a bill to provide greater rent protections for seniors. During the interim, I heard from many seniors who live in what are known as affordable senior housing buildings that turn out to be not affordable at all. So seniors will sign a lease and pay rent based on a number that's calculated that is affordable at first. And then as time goes on, the owner of these units increases the rent to unsustainable levels. And so these seniors are being priced out of their apartments. And in fact, seniors are one of the largest growing populations of homeless folks that we have in the state of Minnesota. And that shouldn't be. So right now, when a senior housing complex gets the tax credits for having senior, like rent control for seniors, the rent control number is based on the average monthly income of the area. But as we know, seniors aren't out in the workforce making income the same way that other workers are. They're on a fixed income, and generally it's tied to Social Security, what their income is. So my bill ties those rent control numbers to Social Security benefits, which hopefully will assist seniors in having more affordable rents in these buildings. So that bill is moving through, and I'm excited to see that go through and hopefully help our seniors with their housing, and so they're not priced out of their apartments.